In today's show, Terra Luna trading volume surges 200% as the market adjusts to its death spiral. That's right. Despite the risks involved, Terra's insane volatility still serves as an attractive market for many short-term investors, mainly because Luna momentarily gained 600% in value just yesterday on May 14th. And do keep in mind that the token is still practically dead, as you can see here, trading below a fraction of a penny. And their not-so-stable coin, Terra USD, is currently trading under 20 cents, nowhere near a dollar where it should be, as it's still depegged. A lot of fear in the market is from people who think that Bitcoin is like Luna, but to be clear, Bitcoin is not like Luna. And regarding Bitcoin, 40% or 7.6 million of all 19 million Bitcoin is in loss, and 60% or 11.4 million is in profit. Average price Bitcoin in loss is $45,000, and average price Bitcoin in profit is $9,000. Two different groups, two different perspectives. And as shared here, experienced Bitcoin investors are not panicking. 65% of Bitcoin are held by experienced 1+ year hodlers. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is no longer rat poison. Warren Buffett-backed Nubank unveils crypto trading. That's right. He was recently quoted sharing, "If you had every Bitcoin in the world and offered it to me for $25, I would have not accepted it." Well, now he's backing Nubank, which interestingly enough has over 54 million users, which may now purchase, hold, and trade digital assets from the same app. Now, currently Nubank is accessible in Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum will outperform stocks as risk asset prices crash, says Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone. Quoting him here, "The key thing to remember, if the stock market keeps going down, which is likely because the Fed needs it to go down and reduce inflation, Bitcoin and Ethereum will go down, but they'll come out ahead." Also in today's show, crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes forecast dramatic new lows for Bitcoin and Ethereum. That's right. The co-founder of the crypto exchange platform, BitMEX, predicts that Bitcoin and Ethereum will continue to fall in price in the wake of this week's Terra Luna collapse. In a new blog post, he goes on to share he's gearing up to accumulate both crypto assets as he anticipates a drop to major cyclical lows. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts, and happy Sunday. I'm your host, JV. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. It took just 7 days for Terra / Luna ecosystem to spiral down as the prices came crashing from $85 just a week ago on May 5th to nearly $0 on May 12th. That's right, as the market slowly gained clarity on what transpired, the trading volume of Luna saw a steep recovery of over 200% over the weekend, and as a result of the UST depegging, which crashed the Luna market, Luna investors mirrored the price dip as CoinGecko recorded the decline of trading volumes to $178.6 million on May 13th, a number that was not last seen since February of 2021. And at the time of this recording, Terra / Luna is currently trading at 0.00027, which is virtually nothing. And checking out the 7-day chart, you can see 7 days ago trading above 61 cents and then flatline and now trading at practically zero. And checking out their not so stable coin, Terra USD, it is currently still depegged from the dollar, nowhere near a dollar, currently trading less than 20 cents. Do you think there is any hope of reviving Terra USD or Terra Luna? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. It looks like the death spiral is in full effect. Now, Terraform Labs CEO and co-founder Do Kwon sought damage control on the day as he proposed a revival plan for Terra's comeback, which involves compensating UST and Luna hodlers for holding the tokens during the crash. Now, despite the risks involved, Terra's insane volatility still serves as an attractive market for many short-term investors, mainly due to the fact that Luna momentarily gained 600% in value yesterday on May 14th. As venture coinist Luke Martin shares here, Luna is the first coin in history to go to zero and then 100x, all within a week, WTF, and only a few more 100x's to get back to a dollar. Now, as investors try to recoup their losses while others attempt to cash in on Terra's comeback, The trading volume of Luna surged over 200% back to $6 billion. But before the crash, the Luna ecosystem consistently recorded over $2 billion in trading volumes on average over the past 2 years. However, right when Luna prices tumbled between May 10th and May 13th in the morning, its trading volume surged as investors attempted to reduce their losses, ranging from $5 billion to $16 billion. And at its peak, Luna's trading volume recorded an all-time high of over $16 billion on May 11th. So the million-dollar question becomes, where did all that money go? Now, due to the various factors stated above, Luna regained its trading volume and is currently trading just above 0.00025 at the time of this recording. And according to data from CoinMarketCap, crypto exchange Binance represents 68% of Luna's trading volume, followed by KuCoin at 9.5% and FTX at just above 1%. So on Friday, crypto.com users raised concerns about Luna trades being reversed on the exchange's mobile application. Chris, the CEO from crypto.com, later revealed that an internal error caused the system to display incorrect prices, which led to numerous investors cashing in 30 to 40x profits. As he shares here, there was a lot of customers who were buying at wrong prices and, of course, also jumped onto the opportunity to exploit the glitch to the maximum. We reversed all trades. Some customers saved a ton of money and are thanking us, and some didn't abuse the glitch and are bashing us. Now, as a result, crypto.com temporarily blocked all of its users from trading, but after a day's review of the supposed system glitch, he informed that all the user accounts have been re-enabled. Now, as previously reported, the company has offered $10 worth of its in-house token Kronos, CRO, as a goodwill gesture for the affected investors. And as Plan B shares here, there's a lot of fear in the market coming from people that think Bitcoin is like Luna. But to be clear, Bitcoin is not Luna. Facts. And regarding Bitcoin, he updates us here, 40% or 7.6 million of all 19 million Bitcoin is in loss. 60% or 11.4 million is in profit. Average price of Bitcoin in loss is $45,000. And the average price of Bitcoin in profit is $9,000. Two different groups, two different perspectives. All January 2009 to December 2020 coins are in profit. That's 11.4 million of all 19 million BTC with an average buy price of $9,000. 93% of sellers in May were between January 2021 and April 2022 buyers. They sold at a loss. The lessons: hold Bitcoin longer than 2 to 3 years. Don't invest more than what you can handle with, and 50% unrealized loss. So there you have it. And as shared here by Plan C, experienced Bitcoin investors are not panicking. That's right. 65% of Bitcoin are held by experienced 1+ year hodlers. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise in the live chat. And before I break down next way of the day, Bitcoin no longer rat poison as Warren Buffett backed Nubank unveils crypto trading. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, many of the major cryptos are pumping once again back in the green, with Bitcoin up 4% for the day, trading at about $30,200. We have Ether up almost 5%, trading just above $2,000, while Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, XRP, and Cardano are all in the forest green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. It appears that the rising popularity of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, despite the continuous carnage of the broader crypto market, has caused one of the greatest investors of all time, allegedly Warren Buffett, to change his mind. That's right. The 91-year-old investor was asked on May 2nd at the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting if he has changed his mind on his notoriously harsh opinions on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And here's what he had to share. If you had every Bitcoin in the world and offered it to me for $25, I would not accept it, he stated, because I would have no use for it and I would have to sell it back to you in some capacity. It isn't going to do anything. Now, keep in mind, this is the same exact annual shareholders meeting that in 2018, Buffett referred to Bitcoin as rat poison squared and cautioned investors against investing in it. Now, fast forward to May 13th, Nubank, one of the world's largest digital banking platforms, backed by surprise, the oracle of Omaha himself, Mr. Buffett, has launched cryptocurrency trading. It is official. That's right. Don't listen to what these guys say. Follow and watch what they do. Beginning with Bitcoin and Ether, the bank claimed that its 54 million users may now purchase, hold, and trade digital assets from the same app without having to register new accounts or transfer funds. Now, currently, Nubank is accessible in Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico, Latin America. Let's freaking go. And in addition, they began offering crypto trading services in Brazil. Now, users can begin trading Bitcoin and Ethereum with as little as 20 cents. And since no new accounts are required, the barrier to entry for Bitcoin and other related tokens is further lowered, which is great for Bitcoin adoption. Now, check this out. It is anticipated that by the end of July of 2022, all Brazilian users would have complete access to cryptocurrencies via Nubank. And in addition to offering more crypto alternatives in the future, they intend to educate customers on crypto through a variety of sites. Now, Nubank is also called Neobank, a type of lender that works outside of the standard banking system's regulations. Nuinvest, the investing division of the crypto-friendly digital bank, allows users to invest in a Bitcoin ETF, giving them access to a financial sector that Berkshire's leaders have shown little interest in. And according to various sources, cryptocurrency infrastructure provider Paxos would supply the essential trading and custody services for Nubank's offering. Now, Warren Buffett opposed Bitcoin for a very long time, as we all know. Back in 2018, he told CNBC that they will come to a disastrous end and that Berkshire Hathaway would never own stock in them. Well, obviously, he is lying to you because he is a FUD puppet, but it is what it is. We all know now for a fact he is bullish on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, or he wouldn't have invested in Nubank, which now has 54 million people around the world that can invest into cryptocurrencies. And before I break down next way of the day, Bitcoin and Ethereum will outperform stocks as risk asset prices crash, says Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.3 trillion with $81 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 44.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, you can see the Graph leading the pack, up almost 37%, trading just under 20 cents, followed by Kadena, up 34%, trading just under $3, followed by Phantom, up almost 23%, trading at 37.5 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 1 week, you can see a sea of red, with just a couple in the green, including Maker, up 29%, and XCN, up almost 19%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. It shows we are currently rated a 10 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 9, last week an 18, and last month a 22 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Mike McGlone says it's the top two cryptos by market cap that will lead in the most gains after the recent price dip that affected all asset classes. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance, McGlone pinpoints the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes as being more detrimental to the U.S. stock markets long-term than proven digital assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Quoting him here, the key thing to remember, if the stock market keeps going down, which is likely because the Fed needs it to go down and reduce inflation, Bitcoin and Ethereum will go down, but they'll come out ahead. Overall, the volatility of these nascent crypto assets, most notably Bitcoin, has continued to decline versus the stock market. That's what happened with Amazon when it first came out. Its volatility in 2009 was the same as with Bitcoin right now. McGlone says that cryptocurrencies represent the next revolution on par with the likes of Amazon and other 2000s and 2010 market innovators and winners. As he shares here, investors are looking forward to the future. Do you really want to miss out on this revolution? That's what I see happening. A little bit of selling offers in the stock market and bids below in things like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And McGlone notes that despite Bitcoin losing the $30,000 level, it is not the only asset class in decline. As he shares here, it's going down with the ebbing tide with all risk assets. What happened to the S&P 500 this week? It finally got below 4,000 for a while. For the first time in about 2 years, both Bitcoin and the S&P 500 came back to the 100-week moving averages. The asset that went up the most over the past 5-10 years is going to come back as the Fed hammers the punch bowl. It is more likely to come out ahead. So there you have it. And to watch the entire video with Mike McGlone, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down final story of the day, crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes forecast dramatic new lows for Bitcoin and Ethereum. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The co-founder of the crypto exchange platform, BitMEX, predicts Bitcoin and Ethereum will continue to fall in price in the wake of this week's Terra Luna collapse. In a new blog post, Arthur Hayes says he is gearing up to accumulate both crypto assets as he anticipates a drop to major cyclical lows. According to Hayes, he'll be a buyer of Bitcoin at $20,000 and Ethereum at $1,300. Quoting him here, these levels roughly correspond to the all-time highs of each asset during the 2017-2018 bull market. Do you feel this is a great buy price for the king crypto at 20K and Ether at 1300? Let me know in the comments right down below. Hayes says that crypto capital markets need to determine who is overexposed to anything related to Terra. As he shares here, any service offering above average yields that is believed to have any exposure to this melodrama will experience swift outflows. And given that most people never read how any of these protocols actually work in distress scenarios, it'll be a sell first, read later exercise. This will continue to weigh on all crypto assets as all investors lose confidence, would rather suck their thumb, clutch their safety blanket, and hold fiat cash. The crypto capital markets must be allowed time to heal after the bloodletting concludes. Now, Terra, the decentralized finance payment ecosystem, has collapsed and their blockchain has officially halted and lost all of its value, as we all know, earlier this week. However, Arthur Hayes says he has made no alterations to his structurally long crypto positions, even though they're losing value. As he shares here, if anything, I'm evaluating the various altcoins I own and increasing exposure. Also like to point out that his prediction is still very bullish for the long term. He is predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price. He recently explained that the growth in gold would also see Bitcoin grow rapidly, and says as gold marches its way above $10,000 per ounce, Bitcoin will march its way to $1 million per coin. The bear market and fiat currencies will trigger the largest wealth transfer the world has ever seen. Very powerful words coming from Arthur Hayes. Let me know if you agree or disagree that we'll potentially see a $1 million Bitcoin price before potentially crashing in this bear market to $20,000, which is Arthur Hayes' buy zone. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Terra Luna trading volume surges 200% as the market adjusts to death spiral. Also in today's show, I shared Bitcoin no longer rat poison, according to Warren Buffett, who just backed Nubank, which unveils crypto trading to over 54 million people in Latin America. Also in today's show, I shared that Bitcoin and Ethereum will outperform stocks as risk asset prices crash, according to Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone, as well as crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes forecast dramatic new lows for Bitcoin at $20,000 and Ethereum at $1,300. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Jenny Jones wrote, "Hey JV, happy Saturday to you. Great show. The crypto news out there never ceases to amaze me. Thanks for your details, getting the stories out there. Dollar cost average and HODL, crypto fam, just do it. Peace. Happy days, Jenny. Thanks so much for your continued support. I greatly appreciate you. DCA and HODL, you got this." And our next featured comment comes from Progressive Truth Seekers, who wrote, "You should add some XRP updates in your reports. Thanks for the feedback, fam. I do cover major XRP stories, as XRP is a top 10 crypto coin, currently number 6. We'll be interested to see how high XRP finally pumps when the silly SEC lawsuit is officially 100% over with, which may not come until the end of this year." And our third and final featured comment comes from Alexander Fell. "Didn't Kiyosaki recommend Luna just a week back and magically forgot about recommending it? I didn't see that. However, as we all know, many influencers have been pumping Luna for a long time, including Mike Navargratz, who has the Luna tattoo on his arm, and he is a crypto billionaire, so go figure. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below."